All right, guys, we are finally back with another episode. After taking some time off, I had a little concussion, but we are here for Not Just Football with Cam Hayward. I'm excited to be back. We got to win. Hayden's here. He's here from Austin. Now you're back home, but glad to be back. Glad to talk some football. So let's get to it. Merry Christmas, Hayden. Merry Christmas to all our Not Just Football fans, and hope everybody had a great holiday.
Merry Christmas. I don't want to downplay a little concussion. They're all big deals, so we're not going to just totally downplay little concussion. Glad we're back. You've got to be ecstatic, though, man. I mean, it had to be a much better Christmas coming off a W than a loss, right?
Dude, you know, it's funny. One of our players, Armand Watts, and he broke it down real simple. He was just talking to the D-line. He was like, shoot, I got to travel, you know, the day before Christmas. So we need to win this game now. I got to see my kids. And then it was just like, yeah, we all got to see our kids too. We don't want to go to Christmas and be thinking about a loss. You know, happy that we got the W. What a win we got with Mason Rudolph in there, scoring over 30 points. Complimentary game. But just had a real good time and a signature win for Mason. And another step for us trying to climb out of this thing.
Man, you had to be happy for him. You've played with him for a while. He's kind of been the third guy. He played great. Offense looked great. And I will say this, as a fan, I'm not going to make you say it, but as a fan, it was so nice to be up 24-0 at half. My God, that was such a great feeling.
Yeah, and then defense goes out there. Offense goes out there, three and out. Defense goes and gives a touchdown. And I was ticked, but you can't do that. Luckily, we had some breathing room in the game. But, you know, it's a heck of a win. Excited for our offense to keep building on something like this. But, you know, Mason had a heck of a game. He prepared the right way. He attacked downfield, took some shots. And, you know, I just felt like it was his moment to take. And you can say what you want and say what he's done in his past. But you look at that game, Mason really, you know, stood out at the quarterback position.
Well, and you guys gave up that touchdown on the first possession for them on the second half, but I'm pretty sure offense came back and answered with a touchdown of their own. So it was just great to see them really compliment and pick you guys up when things didn't go as well for you guys on the defensive end. But all around, a great game. You had to be very happy. Got to give Jaylen Warren, though, a shout-out, dude. That block on the Calvin Austin touchdown run, that had to make defensive guys proud.
Okay, before we get into it, isn't that a pass? Because Mason shoveled it forward?
Did he shovel it or did he hand it? I thought he handed it.
I thought he shoveled it, but I might have been wrong. But, you know, what a heck of a play by Jaylen. You know, between Jaylen and George, I thought they just provided a spark. But Jaylen's blocking. Whether he has the ball or not, you have to be excited about the way that kid plays. Jaylen is a heck of a dude, and he's hard to bring down. You know, you're seeing guys really struggle with him. And then George Pickens, you know, everybody's made a big deal these last couple of weeks. Luckily, I was in the concussion protocol because I didn't have to talk about that crap. But George responded in the right way, and, you know, you saw what happens when he gets the ball in his hands, and, you know, we're going to need some more of that.
Is that the one time you're actually happy to be in concussion protocol so you can avoid all media at all costs? What's that?
You
know, like?
you feel bad for the media because they have a job to do. But I got to show off a badge that said concussion protocol, stay away from me. And there was plenty of stuff to be talked about during that time. And, you know, obviously I had to answer after I was out of the protocol, but, you know, I was just like, oh, pick the heck of a timing to have a concussion and not have to talk about a lot.
Yeah, so we're with a little bit of more cushion. Were we able to take a little more time off and get a little more rest for you since we need it right now?
What does cushion and time off look like?
Hey, baby, we got to take advantage of these big games, these big wins, all right?
I know. But I'm taking care of my body. Still battle every freaking week. I'm fighting my body every week to be ready for Sunday. And, you know, I'm excited. You know, we've been playing on Thursdays and Saturdays the last couple weeks. We finally get a full week of just preparing. And so, you know, whether it's preparing for the game and your body, it should benefit us because we got a long trip to Seattle. It's going to be, you know, a grinded out type of game. But, you know, last time we went there, it's funny. Last time we went there, we it came down in the last couple drives, and that game was crazy. And we didn't end up with that W, but hopefully we understand what we're going into now. You know, the 12th man is definitely a factor in that game, and you know that stadium shakes, and you know, we got to have our A game for it.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to get into that. One thing I did want to ask you about, I saw you gave Mason the game ball on Sunday. Mm-hmm. What was that like? Was that a team decision? How did they decide you to give the ball to Mason?
I asked for a ball, and I said, I just asked Coach Steve if I could give him a ball. Simple as that. You know, sometimes it's just leaders thinking, you know, there are guys very worthy of a game ball. We don't usually do a game ball often. But I just thought in that moment, you know, you're thankful for his contributions because it could have went one or two ways. And, you know, for Mason to go out there and battle back, I thought it was pretty special.
Well, high pressure too. I mean, you guys got to win. You guys got to win the games. He's not started all year. High pressure. So really happy for him there. You got a game ball that's your favorite though? Memorable game ball you ever got?
You know, there'll be games you have, and you'll be like, man, I think I might get a game ball here. And then Mike T just is like, yeah, I'm not even thinking about that. You did what you're supposed to do. One of the coolest game balls, I think, was he gave a game ball after we clinched the AFC North against the Colts. We started off rough in that game years ago. And it was a year we started off 11-0 to start. And, you know, we were teetering off. And, you know, they had gotten the lead on us, but we battled back in that game. And he got everybody a game ball for that. So that's one of those ones I always remember.
Well, cool. I'm glad. So, Coach, you don't give him out very much, though, huh?
Nope. Man, I like it that way. It takes something special.
I feel like they're always giving him out after every game. So it's like it's weird that you guys are giving. You don't even get a game ball when you get a pick as a D lineman?
You keep the ball.
You'll get the game ball.
Yeah, like Mike T doesn't really shout out game balls. Like I would say my last interception versus the Bears, they kept the ball for me. And then when I came home, I guess Callen, my son, had actually said that what if Dad gets a pick in this game? So I got it all like marked up and, you know, second interception, and I put Cal called the pick. So it's pretty special.
That's a cool ball.
Yeah.
Man, little Cal calling it too, huh?
Little Cal. No one ever calls him that.
Yeah, no. I don't know why I call him that. Did you watch last night at all? Baltimore and 49ers?
I did not. There's a lot of other football to be watched, but I did see the final score. And I think I called it a couple weeks ago. Everybody asked me who my MVP was. I said Lamar Jackson, and the dude's playing like it.
See, he is an awesome player. I just don't know if the numbers statistically are good enough for MVP. This is the year to give it to a non-quarterback. I'm telling you right now, give it to McCaffrey, give it to Tyreek Hill, or I'm not just saying this because you're a Steeler, TJ Watt, if he breaks the sack record, he should get it.
I can see that. I can see that.
We got to change the dynamic here. It can't always be a quarterback. Lamar's got like 24 total touchdowns.
Hey, but winning matters in this league. And we've always – I don't like that we do it, but we give the MVP award to an offensive player, usually a quarterback.
Did you see, though, my favorite part about after last night? I don't know if you saw it, where he called out Mike Florio.
No.
Oh,
no, what happened?
Florio was on a podcast last week saying the 49ers are going to kick the – S word out of the Ravens, and I think the Ravens heard that, and after the game, man, they were chirping at Mike Florio, and it was I love it. I mean, I think you guys want to do that every week you can, right?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy in our game, people who haven't played the game or haven't played at that level basically guaranteeing stuff. And you know, it's one thing to have an opinion and be a fan, but when you start saying like we're gonna kick the snot out of this team, they're not this, they're not that, you know, calling for people to be fired, calling, you know, I just think it's funny that like everybody wants to say it, but don't know how, like, shouldn't have a say because they haven't played the game, and you know, there's a level of respect, and either this game will humble you. or you'll beat, or, you know, you'll humble somebody else. And I think that was a clear example of it. You know, Baltimore went out there and played and, you know, got the win on the road. But, I don't ever pay attention to people saying, oh, well, we're going with this because there's a spread and, you know, there's, you know, everybody should be riding this high. The game is meant to be played to find out that. You don't just determine that ahead of schedule. You have to go out there and play the game. So, you know, kudos to Baltimore, but, you know, that just shows you don't ever bet on the favorite.
Well, I'd say this also. This says you guys listen more than you let off. Everyone says block out all the noise. Y'all are listening to what everybody's saying.
No, you really do block out the noise, but then you get people, they'll be like, hey, Cam, did you hear what they said? And they'll say, hey, Cam, well, they said this. And you're like, I don't really care. Like, I got a million things going on. Like, you really think I'm concerned with what a point spread is? Like, I got a game to win. You think I want to go into a game knowing what the point spread is? That's a joke. Shout out to Caesars, but you know, I'm sorry. I can't partake. It's just, you know, my goal is to beat the odds rather than look at them.
I will say you are that is real. You hate whenever I talk point spreads or anything like that. So it is funny to hear you say that. One last thing from this game though: did you see Lamar get tripped in the end zone and then get the safety?
No.
Okay, you need to go see this. Lamar Jackson's running back. He dropped back like 35 yards. He runs to his right, though, or run to his left or right, and the ref ends up tripping him, and he gets sacked and throws the ball away and gets intentional grounding in the end zone and gets a safety. We have to have a little thing that kind of protects them if the ref causes that, right? No?
The refs have too much say-so in this already. Yeah, you would think the ref would be out of the picture, but, you know, it happens. Yeah, the rest. I'm trying to use my words wisely because, you know, I already have one player suspended, which is a complete joke. So going down the referee that are changing outcomes of games, very huge.
And it didn't play a major role yesterday, but it was just strange. It played a huge role in that play and caused if they lose by two, that's the difference in the game. But it wasn't. So
yeah.
It didn't matter.
Yeah. But I don't know how you would clean that up and say like, hey, let's restart the play. Like, because it's still a playable play. Cause like even when I've seen refs be a part of a tackle,
picking a defensive player coming across the middle, right? How many times we see that middle judge pick off a defender, right?
Yeah. So those things do happen. It's incidental contact. You don't think a ref's really playing the point spread there, but you never know.
Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesar's Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesar's Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns reward credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using code OMAHAFULL. And then place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great. You keep those winnings. But if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and over only. Offer must be valid, must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 wage only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount or qualifying wager return only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. No one to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with the Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through the Horseshoe Bossier City and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia,
Ohio,
Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia,
If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
All right, you mentioned how difficult Seattle is to play in. You got them this week coming up. Talk a little bit about that environment a little bit more and what you see challenges-wise from them.
Yeah, first it starts with the quarterback. I know Drew Lock's been playing a little bit, but Geno Smith is the guy. And, you know, he's gotten real comfortable in their offense. He's got, you know, a wide receiver core that's, man, really eaten between Metcalf and Jackson Najigba Smith. So we're going to have our hands full. I know their defense, they got some high-flying corners and safeties. So and they got a guy in the middle, Bobby Wagner, who brings the leadership that you can't discount ever. You know, you look at those guys and it's going to have to take a complete game for us. And we understand that, you know, this time of season, you know, everybody's fighting for, you know, their lives and, you know, their playoff lives. So bring it on. And we'll see what happens Sunday.
Did you recruit Bobby Wagner to come play in Pittsburgh when he was a free agent? Were you a part of any of that? No,
I may have texted him, but yeah, you know, didn't work.
Where were you doing, man? Come on.
Yeah, he chose to go to LA over Pittsburgh. Yeah. I love Pittsburgh, but there's some better weather out there. So
I would agree with that. Tomlin announced today Mason will be the starter. We got to continue to ride the hot hand here, right? I mean, Mason looked great. He's earned the right to start this week, regardless of Kenny's health, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's your opinion. I don't know what's going on. I'm not trying to get in the middle of that, but, you know, Mason's got to ball out. You know, I know Kenny's working his way back, and you know he's won some game for us too. So we just want to win this game. We don't care who's at quarterback, but we need both guys available.
Wouldn't take the bait, huh?
Nah, you can't get me.
Nah, I know. I threw it in my opinion. I love how you used it against me then when I threw it in there too. Very good. Very, very good. Very good.
Oh, I want to bring up one thing though. Me and Hayden were talking off air about this, and we saw a picture of the Pop-Tarts bowl. And that got us thinking, though. It's a really cool trophy if you look at it. But how come, or, you know, my first question was, how come Tostitos hasn't done a trophy bowl with, like, cheese dip coming out of it and being able to dip a couple chips in there? I think that would be legit. But what other ones do you think we could do, Hayden?
I don't know. You always see those horror stories of like the Duke's Mayo Bowl where they like dump mayo on the coach and stuff. So maybe something with mayo, but I love the cheese dip out of the Tostitos. The winning team just go in there, get some cheese dip, some guac, maybe. I don't know, whatever you guys like. But yeah, that's a good one. Very good. You're pretty creative. Nice.
Or a Brewster's bowl, and you just have an ice cream bowl and just have some cookie dough right there. How about that?
I mean, dude, listen, it's got to be mainly food stuff, obviously. But I'm with you here. Brewster's, give me, you know, I love it. Yeah, absolutely. I'm in.
Or it doesn't have to be food stuff. You can mix it up. It could be like, you know, Hard Rock Cafe, and then make it a guitar trophy, and you'd be able to strum it.
I mean, you really want these bowl games to go all out.
Yes. I
mean, you can't even name half of them, but you want them all. A live gator for the Gator Bowl? How's that sound?
That sounds pretty cool, too. Or, like, if it was, like, the Orange Bowl, right? Oh, the Orange Bowl is already done. But, like, if you had, like, a really aquatic bowl, you can make it, like, a fish bowl. And then, like, half fish, like, swimming in the trophy. How cool would that be?
Well, I mean, as long as we can feed the fish and take care of the fish, absolutely. What about Chick-fil-A? Obviously. Chick-fil-A should be able to get creative with their bowl if they have a bowl, right? Chick-fil-A, give me, like, a nugget tray bowl, trophy or something
like that. Or put a cow on top. Put a cow on top.
There you go. I love your creativity.
I think we've just solved all these bowls. If we're going to have all these bowls, we need to have creative trophies. You can't just be having these like just statues of just people anymore. We need some creativity here. We're almost in 2024.
No,
we got to start upgrading this stuff.
That Pop-Tart toaster thing looks great. It looks glorious.
Yes.
It does. It looks fantastic.
We got to do some more of these bowls. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We could just think about it a little bit. We'll talk about this next week because it's still bowl season all next week. We're good.
Let's throw it out to the social and just say, hey, we see the Pop-Tart bowl. Now we want to hear what kind of bowl trophy should be the next. Which one should take the cake from here on out?
Love it.
And you let us know, and we'll let our social take care of that. But now we have our favorite segment, someone's favorite segment, but with our short time with a long snapper, take a listen. All right, guys, we are here with our very special guest. He's been on sabbatical for a little bit trying to get his snaps right, but we're here on a short time with a long snapper, Christian Kuntz. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing today, buddy?
Thanks for having me. What's up, Hayden? How are you?
Hey, Christian. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm good. I think this is just me and you talking. I really don't want to talk to him after that.
I know. He missed last week, too, Christian, just so you know. He was out last week, too. We did not record last week.
I was concussed.
Well, that's fine. But don't make him feel bad for missing the episode that didn't happen.
Guys, I'm in the protocol still, so please be kind with me.
Very nice.
Psych! Just kidding. Just kidding. We are not in the protocol. We are back, and we are live, and we are ready to go. Kuntz, how did that win taste with Mason Rudolph?
It was a good win, good team win. I feel like we played with some energy. It was a different juice. It was a different juice, I felt. So hope we can carry that into next week.
Explain the juice. Where was the juice coming from?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like everybody, every unit, every guy, everyone just played differently. You know what I'm saying? Hey, like, what are you trying to get out of me here? The juice, the energy, the feeling. You know what I'm saying? No.
Well, Pickett's going 78 on like the second play of the offensive game probably helps the juice, right?
Yeah, the big play, the splash plays help the juice.
Mm-hmm.
So, did the media ask you about everything that's been going on? Did they ask your opinions of who should be fired? What other ones? Is this a losing season? Is the Steeler culture gone? Did they ask you about these questions?
No. Why would they? Why would they talk to me? They talked to me one time. That was about after the offside false start call. It was the only time. But I did. I have seen stuff and reports about what they've been asking some of the guys on the team, and that's just not true.
Is the culture
what you've
back?
Been saying,
is the culture back now that you beat the Bengals, or is it gone still? Like, what happened here? Is it back?
Yeah, Kuntz, explain the culture, please.
No, I've been hearing you in the media talk to the culture. The culture, nothing's changed about the culture. You know, it's just winning football games. That's what the Pittsburgh culture is. So to say it came back, yeah, we beat Cincinnati. That's what the culture is, winning by any means.
Well,
there's nothing else.
I won't say that's the culture. I think that's a very broad brush you're painting over there, my guy. But the culture is, you know, guys locked in, sacrificing each other, and making sure that the team is put before yourself. And I think that is the Steelers' way. And I think that was, you know, if you look at what happened this past week, that was a clear example of that. You know, you had Mason step in, your third quarterback. And before the game, everybody just said, we're putting the ball in your hands. We're going to make sure we take care of you. And everybody contributed to that, you know. Field goals, field goal rush, punt return, kickoff return, defense, offense. Everybody contributed in that game. And so when you have that, that's the Steeler way. It's not just one guy, you know, with an S on his chest. We continue to, you know, keep saying that it's the group that gets it done.
Great answer.
I did. I painted a broad picture. Yeah. Thanks.
He lives to try to make you look bad. He just lives for it. It was a great answer, though. I mean, it was a great answer. I have to ask.
It was
though,
a good.
Is it strange that every week, win or lose, it gets so volatile in the media where the culture's dead, the culture's back, Tomlin's getting traded, he's not. You know, I mean, it's got to be strange for you guys, right?
Bro, I literally answered a question and it got turned into Cam takes a deep breath before he answers the question. And he's a very somber look. And I'm like, I just got done with practice. I can't even breathe hard after practice. Like, why are we turning everything into a story of how we react to anything? So it's just, you know, you go through your lulls and lumps during the season, man, you take them, you move on, but man, you keep plugging on. You don't just run away from it and say, oh my gosh, the Steelers dead. The Steelers, there's no way they can make the playoffs. They can't do this. They can't do that. And I don't live in that world. But Kuntz probably does.
NFL. No, I don't. The NFL season's crazy. It's so long. We've been at this since July.
July. You've only been at this since July?
I've been at this all year. Hey, I've been training all year. Not just July, where you work out. Dude, this guy doesn't even lift it during training camp. He sits in the training room and gets his back rubbed down. I'm in the weight room watching him, and he's getting his back rubbed down with Icy Hot.
The age is catching up.
I've never had back. Yes, I've never had issues with my back where they had to put Icy Hot on my back. That just doesn't exist.
I've caught you getting your back rubbed down like this in the training room. You were laying on your stomach. Looking into the
and you were just staring. Places. You were just staring the whole time.
Well, I saw your big head. Okay, how could you miss it? I walked by. And
guys,
saw
we
got to
get
like
back
this.
On topic. I know, we've been off for a little bit, but we got to get back on topic. How was your holiday weekend?
It was great. It was a great holiday weekend. With the wind, really kicked it off.
It did.
We went to my brother's for Christmas Eve. We went out to my grandma's for Christmas Day, and then back to my mom's house. It was a good.
Did your wife get
time.
You some Clippers? Did your wife get you some Clippers for Christmas?
For what? My hair
looks. My great.
It looks a lot better than it has been. I'll just say that.
That's no, I appreciate it.
I'm giving you a compliment.
I'll take that, but no, she didn't give me any Clippers. The hair's been cut for a couple weeks now, if you haven't noticed.
How was the specialist gift exchange, Kuntz? What'd you specialists give each other?
Well, Prescott, we haven't really exchanged yet. We're going to exchange probably tomorrow. Prescott got us a pair of Retro 4 Jordans, military edition. I actually wore them the other day. Yeah, they're sweet. They're sweet. And I got them some golf stuff, and I don't know about Boz yet. I don't, we're going to probably exchange tomorrow, so we'll see.
What? Did you just get golf tees and just call it a wrap?
No, I got some customized golf balls, a speaker for the cart, a case for the cart. Come on, I got a little cooler to carry some six-pack of, you know, Celsius's or whatever they want to drink on the course.
You know what's crazy, though? As specialists, right? I'm one of the guys who blocks for them, and what do I get? A freaking headbutt on freaking Sundays? Like, not taking care of the group. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that is something that needs to probably be brought up. Maybe I will bring that up. I need to now think about what I got to get. I got to get Herbig something. Herbig and Isaac, now Spencer Anderson, my guards.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah, you're right. Good point.
All right. Well, let's tune in some football. Did you happen to catch the Raiders and Chiefs game?
I did. That was a great game.
Did you see Jack Jones faking out a kid on Christmas?
I did see that. Was he doing it to the kid, or was it to the guy next to him? Because if he was doing it to the kid, that was messed up.
The guy next to him who was going to take
Savage. No, it was Savage. No, he did it on purpose. I love
that is
it.
Not true.
Be petty.
That's not true.
Well, I couldn't really see. I saw the video of like on Twitter, but I didn't. You can't like see the hand. So it looks like he took it from the kid, which is pretty. That is pretty savage in a rivalry game like that. It's pretty cool.
Very Raider-esque.
Like me.
I mean, that's very Raider-esque. That's what the Raiders do.
Yes.
Right.
What it'd be like you what Cam? Here he goes. Yeah, what are you gonna say?
It'd be like me scoring a touchdown and then come to the sideline with the ball and being like, "Kuntz, you hold this." And then I snatch it right back.
kind of like what you did for my golf outing with your jersey this year. You kind of signed it, tried giving it to me, and then said, yeah, no, you're not getting my signed jersey for your golf outing. How about how messed up that is, Hayden?
Is that true?
Basically true. I asked him, texted him for his jersey. Yeah, he said, yeah, I got you. I'll get you the jersey. Texted him and like 3 weeks before the outing, reminded him about it, got a rude text back, like, you know,
something like, Okay, let me explain that. Never got the jersey for the outing. Okay. So usually with these outings, right, the player who has the actual outing provides the jersey and you get it signed. Not the other way around. So I was expecting you to bring the jersey and then I sign it, not me spend my money to get you to get it signed by me.
Fair. Well, you could have said, where's the jersey?
He's got a point. Yeah, he's kind of got a point on that one. I will say on that one, he's got a point.
He's got a good point.
Yeah, that
one. He could have said, where's the jersey, though?
That's fair, too. You could have reminded him how this works because he might not do it as much as you.
Thanks, Ed. Yeah,
exactly.
But anyway, the response.
I'm not even going to get into that.
What did he start with? No, the response from when I said, "Hey, the jersey." Like, I wasn't asking for your jersey. It was like, "Yeah, can you sign it? I got your jersey already." Like, a hinting, I got it already.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you have my jersey?
Well, I don't have it anymore. I sold it.
There you go. Had to make it money back.
Good.
You didn't sign
it. For nothing.
It wasn't for you. I was signing for another kid. Like, it wasn't for you to hang up or anything.
I don't. Good, good. I won't ask again.
Okay, don't. And so let's move on to Shohei Ohtani. He gifts a Porsche to the wife of Dodgers teammate Joe Kelly, who gave up his number 17 jersey. Kuntz, what are you asking for in return for your jersey?
46.
Is that what other number do you have?
I don't think I'm going to get much for it anyway. I mean, I don't want anything. I would just give it. If some guy really came in and wanted my number, I'd give it to him. I mean, I would hope that, like, he would, you know, kind of be like, all right, you know, he gave me that. Here's a little gift. I'm not going to be like, yo, I need 25 grand.
From a Porsche. Porsche could be more than that too, right? I mean, you bought her a brand new Porsche. Cam, what are you paying for 97?
Man, they gonna have to shell out some cash for that.
I mean, they have to buy Allie a Porsche, is what you're saying?
Hell no, I need something for me. Ain't no Porsche going to my wife. my wife doesn't have any say so in this jersey exchange. I need something for me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Fair. I understand that. Maybe he asked for it for Shohei to buy the wife a Porsche, and that's what the exchange was.
That's a ridiculous gift. I guess when you
got 700 million coming to you, I don't really think you need to worry about
not for 10 years Porsche though or whatever. He's got to wait a while to get it, but yes, it's coming.
Yeah, but then he's got the the off the field money that he's really bringing in too. So I don't like to count people's money, but man, he's doing all right.
That's fair. Hey, yeah. Real quick, final four projections. Real quick, Cam, who y'all got winning on the final four for college football to get to the national championship?
Bama, I got Michigan and Texas.
Bama, Texas, Texas wins it all again.
Wow. Bama, Texas. It's Michigan winning it all. Sorry, boys.
Michigan, Texas, and I got Michigan.
My guy. He gets it. He gets
Kuntz, it. I'm not what saying. What was your favorite Christmas present this year?
My favorite probably the shoes.
You better say what your fiance got you. What your fiance got you. Yeah, what are you doing?
The shoes she got me, the shoes Presley got me, the sweat outfit, the Lulu stuff. It was a good Christmas.
Great cover up, my guy.
The shoes she got me and Press got me was very good. Very good. Veteran move there.
Wow. What'd you get for Christmas? Would you get in the white elephant? And who got the dog?
Oh, okay. So I have to explain this. I got a Bernedoodle this year for the Christmas exchange. It was funny because I hid it. I actually had just a box, And in the slip, it said, "You got the dog," but there was a bunch of other stuff. There was like toothpaste, tampons, just random stuff in there just to throw them off the scent. And Keanu Benton actually opened up the box and he was like, "Oh, I got the dog. I'm so excited." And then Alex, you could see the, like, Alex really wanted the dog in the first place. Alex Highsmith. It got around to Alex and Alex made sure to steal it. But there was always a lot of talk about who wanted the dog more, who was going to steal the dog. But then Alex Highsmith ended up with the dog. Wow. And I think the first night he told me the dog peed all over the house 3 different times. So he was christening the house and the new owner. So congratulations to the Highsmiths.
Well, congrats to the Highsmiths. Wow, that's great.
What's up with you just giving dogs out to people?
That is a great idea. That's what happens when you...
I mean, it's a great, everybody loves it.
Great.
Never a bad gift. Everyone does. Not a bad gift. But you got a picture of it real quick? You got a picture?
I do. I do have a picture of it.
Do you go to the same breeder every year? Did you get Lario's from the same breeder or same place?
Different place. Let me pull up this picture. This was actually a place in Pittsburgh. Let me see if I can find I got a good picture right here.
Oh, I see it. I see it on Instagram right now. Wow. Man.
I got to click it.
That's pretty cute, man. That's pretty cute. Look at you, dude. Oh, yeah. Homing dogs the last 2 years on Christmas. Great work, Cam.
Very nice.
I don't play. I take Christmas very seriously.
Yeah, what'd you get? What was your favorite gift you got?
I got a commercial grade slushy machine. So in the summer, it's going down in a big way.
I like it.
Commercial grade slushy machine.
That'll be good for the next Steeler barbecue.
Yeah.
Just getting some slushies out.
I can't pull it up. Like, I can't.
It's fine. You're good. They sent it in the chat. We got it. We saw them.
Okay. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate that. Aiden, what was your favorite gift this year?
Honestly, I just got like some clothes, man. I got some Lulu stuff. I'm like Koontz. I'm an easy gift, man. Just give me some Lulu stuff. I loved it all. It was great.
Okay, I'll end with this. The funniest thing that happened during Christmas Day. We were opening presents, and my son, my wife, she miswrapped one present. It was to my son, but it was like she meant to say it was from me and her, but she said it was from Santa, and it was some clothes in there. And he opened up the present very confused. He was like, "Santa got me a jacket and some socks." And I just looked at her and she was just like, "Oh, guess Santa was thinking pretty practical this year." But
did you play it off and save it at least?
He did it as a play. Just let him.
Yeah, you just say Santa was thinking more practical this year. But he had plenty of other gifts. He kept it moving after that.
Santa kept it practical. Okay.
Did his sister? Oh, he knows. He knows. He knows.
Yeah, he knows now.
He knows. He's done.
Yeah.
He's done.
Oh yeah.
He's grown up enough.
Yeah.
He hits like he's 15. Anyway, go ahead, wrap it up. I know you're going to say something rude.
Why would I say something rude? It's Christmas.
Because you're always going to finish. You're always going to open. You can't. You're always going to open and finish with something rude.
Yeah, he's right
about that. I would never, guys. Well, this is our special time with Koontz. A little bit longer than we expected, but here it is—a short time with a long snapper, Mr. Koontz. Thank you for coming on. We'll see you in the new year. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's crazy. Great. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thanks for having me. That was a nice way to close. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Aiden, thank you. Merry Christmas. See you next year, dude. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Happy holiday.
Here comes before
he's
they stop.
He's trying hard not to. He doesn't want to, but he's going
He's got something on the tip of his tongue. It's Christmas time. Don't. I'm leaving the studio.
I have a Christmas present for you.
Hurry. No, just go. Just go.
I didn't need that.